type in the username that you started when you joined, and you type in the password, and you click login, and then you are admitted to the membership site, then that means you're in, okay? But normally you get a confirmation email minutes after you sign up. So look for it. If you can't find it in your inbox, look for it in your spam folder. Okay. Any questions about tonight's training? Any other questions about tonight's training, which is Center of Influence Networking by using search.twitter.com and typing in the names of the gurus, experts, the big list owners, and the movers and shakers in your niche, as well as typing keyword specific niches in your in search.twitter.com. Okay, Richard from Eureka, where is the list? I don't know what you're talking about, Richard. Could you clarify what you mean by the list? Are you saying where is the list going to be housed at? It'll be housed in an autoresponder account. But again, we're not talking about list building right now. We're only talking about traffic building using Twitter. Okay? Hope that makes sense. Ronald Kagape, would you advise building Twitter lists in multiple niches or focusing on just one? This was asked last night. I would say that if you are busy and don't have the time, I would advise to focus on just one right now. However, if you have plenty of time, meaning you have, let's say, 3-4 hours in a day to devote on Twitter list building, yes, you can do that, okay? Just make sure, though, that you're organized yourself and you're not, you know, cross-promoting, because these are different niches. And these are not targeted. If you promote, let's say, for example, a niche in real estate and then promoting internet marketing, I tell you, that doesn't work. I found that out the hard way. You know, I've been promoting a real estate program. You've probably seen that by Brad Wozni, and my conversion is not good because it's not targeted. Somehow internet marketers are just not that interested in real estate investing. For one reason or another, I used the internet marketing for my real estate syndication business that I just started 3 weeks ago. It's great. I basically treat it as like an internet marketing business, but some people don't see it that way. So you want to make sure that you're targeted, you're not cross-promoting. All right. If we have a personal Twitter account, should we use it or make a new account with our URL, like a web page? You know, my advice is to open a separate keyword-specific and niche-specific Twitter account, okay? That is my advice because, see, with your personal account, I mean, that could not be targeted. Now, if your personal account is targeted, then you can put in your bio the keyword that is specific to that niche in your bio, and use that account. But just for simplicity's sake and more organized, I would advise you to open a new account that's specific to a niche. Okay? I think that's it. Any other questions? Clara, are you on the call? If you're on the call, kindly call me again because I try to call you back. And, the number that you gave me that was on my caller ID didn't work somehow. All right. Tomorrow is day 4, and we're going to be talking about Twitter tea.